start your day the same way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Let me begin by telling you a story, which is not I understand it, not you will understand it, it's like you don't really appreciate it, but half of a fellow. When I was a bachur in 770, the Rebbe never, rarely, I remember there was a big simcha that after like 18 years the Rebbe wore new shoes. Pilip plois. They bought new shoes, the Rebbe wouldn't wear it. So I just saw a story, just put out the first volume of the Rebbe's Rebbe Groner, the Rebbe's Mashpak, put out his Zechronis, and he writes there that in the Mems, right, the Rebbetzin called up Chaim Baruch Halberstam, who was like the Heusbacher, like the physical things, and the Rebbe used to go to the oil of the previous Rebbe twice a month, minimum, like the Tezvov and Erev Shchoyder, to pray a Kivri Tzadikim Kiyadur. And Chaim Baruch had the chazaka. He would the label groaner used to give him the Rebbe's shoes. He should polish the shoes twice a month. So the Rebbezin called up Chaim Baruch, and she asked him when the Rebbe's in the oil in Russia. The minute you go to Kibbutz Tzadik, you don't wear shoes. You wear like sneakers, like whatever. Could he go immediately like to the shoemaker and put in a very slight leather? So, because he said the Rebbe's shoes were tzurisin and the soles, that was Yedua. Or bring out this big, big holes, gaping holes, and the Rebbe's walking in the snow, in the rain, and it's poshut a marble. Could surreptitiously, like, so Chaim Baruch, that sounds very integral, he asked Label Groner for permission, said, b'shumayfe not. The Rebbe's been called again, so again he went to Label for permission, said, du spielst mit Feuer. You're playing with fire. And he, this label said in Tavshin Yud Zayin, years and years, decades earlier, the Rebbe asked him when he goes to the oil, did you spiel with the shoes? We play. No, he keeps everything in touch. Based on a Maisa, Tzadikim once came to a town, Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, and they saw there was a old man who was sitting by the fireplace, lying down, and he's krechting, he's kvetching, he's old, he's decrepit, he's falling apart. And there's a young man who's doing all the sweeping and the cleaning and whatever. And the young man is screaming at the old man. You're lazy, good for nothing, get up, do something. And the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, like Talmidei, I don't know who. They said, it's pasnish, they read me to a Zayde. So the man laughed, he says, on the contrary, I'm the father and he's my son. And he's a lazy, good for nothing. Your kid sleeps till 10 o'clock, you know, you get some, right? Says, how could you be the, he's with a fish of, like a black beard, and he's a old man. So he said, once the Yisrael came in that, Shemtim, whatever, and he became temporarily like the Gabbai, the Sharis Bakoidish. And the Rosh Hashanah was sleeping, went to sleep, and he wanted to sweep. He's sweeping the room, and he decided to pick up the shoes, the pantofel, whatever, and sweep underneath. And then he said, I'm missing in where the Rosh Hashanah left his shoes. They are not missing. And the Rosh Hashanah woke up, and he said, did you touch my shoes, my slippers? He said, no. He said, he gave him a bracha, lang zosulem. You should live havarichas yom. And after two generations later, his son looked like an old man. And the man was temporarily there to help the Baal Shem Tov. He's a younger man, and he's sweeping and hacking. He's the father, and the old man is the son. So the Rebbe said, "Azoy davzay, not to mess with the shoes, right?" So someone told the story to somebody, whatever the thing, whatever, and he told that Rav Chaim Chaim with Mashpia. Said he was dear Tovshin Ayin Test, 1919. I don't know if you know history of Russia, Jews in Russia. There was a big, in the after they deposed the Tsar, there was a civil war in Russia. One side was worse than the other. What? Tovshin Ayin Test, yeah? 1919, yeah? There was murders going on. The whole Ukraine was desperately, you read the Tolos of Skver, of Chernobyl, like, Ferlach. Anyway, the Rebbe Rashab would then ran, a fugitive was in Rostov, and he was standing on the balcony with his son, the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe Yatz, and the communists started entering, the soldiers, the army, the communists. And they started coming in, and the Rebbe Rashab's Ich Zeh Nicht Kein Sof von Zeh. I don't see an end of them. But Sof Kol Sof, Zayna younger man, Mitzurisin and Shir, and he'll turn over the revolution. He'll get rid of them. Is when I saw this story, is like, Hill, I just got, there's something there about shoes that got to do with the feet of Hirdua, by the way. The Satmarov said that his father, the Kedushas Yontiv, was once in Sanz, and the Sanz Rebbe was like in a different world. And when he came down, he asked, what is the Ilgush Vashmizmin? The Ilgush Medrash, were talking, it was a long hefsek. They're talking about the war of Russia and France, whatever. So the Sanz Rebbe said, many stories in the Sanz Rebbe, he says, the klippa of Russia is very, very strong. His Sar Lamail is very strong. But before Mashiach comes, Rutsland vetsu pitzel tveren of fil pitzlach. Russia will fall apart into small little fragments and pieces. I'm not going into involved in the sefer called Erchi Yeshua from the Manastritzer Rebbe. One of the few sifrei chassidus in Aleph Beis. And there he discusses that there's a concept of Shalom Amiti, which comes from the Eibishter. And since the klip is always kedemis lepri, so therefore there's a shalom of le'umazev klipa, and that's communism. He calls them kat hamishtatvim. Everything in Marx is very egalitarian, equal, no class system, etc., etc. Aber since it's miyusin and atheism and hepech, you can't have ein shalom aman Hashem l'rishoyim. And he says, when this klippa will be, he wrote this, by the way, the Erech Yeshua was written, stated, Umman Tofresh Pe'alf. Mamish in the middle of all the riots in Ukraine, he had to run away. When Russia will disappear, whatever will be, lose its whatever, super, then the Shalom Amit, the Mashiach will come. But I was trying, what in the world does this got to do with shoes? It's in the Shichlach. And the only thing I could think of was, I know that the Holy Rishner used to wear golden shoes because he lived very opulent Bezrachus. And once they saw by Kiddush Levana, he's standing there naked darshent. And when he went back to his room, they saw there were bloodstains the whole way because he had shoes of gold, no, without any soles. So I was thinking of what's the dogma from the original shoes. I spoke to Yedidi, Rizal Friedman. He sent me off to a sefer, Shiftei Yisrael, Chelek Gimel, and Shmuz Gimel, which is the Yortzeit of the Holy Rishner, and there are a whole arichas about shoes. And if you want, I could be marich 100 times. There's like a whole arichas. But to understand shoes, nochash ofer lachmo is why you wear shoes. I discussed this in the past, to separate you from the cursed earth. Masha'in came b'mokim kodesh, shalna lechem yal raglecha. And tzaddikim said, the Tzarkiv tzaddikim said that the Rishner was praving Gilgul HaSheleg. The whole tumult in this. I don't understand this. Like, is it beyond my pay grade? It's like, just wow. But to understand a bit, let me just go back to what I said last week. I hate to give shirayim, but last week we discussed parichus, mipisforim, zoifrim, the concept, the connection of tztoka, mitzvah of nesid tztoka, and chanuk. And I gave many remozim. Believe me, there's a lot more to go on. To understand the idea of tztoka, just give a numa halach, which I wrote last week, but I didn't have a chance to say it. And I figured I'll smooth about this today. To understand the idea of tztaka on Chanukah, let me be makdim that the Bnei Yisoscher writes, the margul bepume drabonon rabbi seinu kata kadmoinim, all the tzaddikim in previous generations have said that on Chanukah there's a mokim lepekidas akoris. Chanukah is a time where people don't have children, that's zman pekida, that they can have children. It was speaking a chorus. How do I know? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah famously that in Rosh Hashanah Nifkut Sarah, Rachel, and Chanah, right? And the Bnei Yisrael Yedua, the end of the Rosh Hashanah period is Chanukah. The Gemara Sim Teva, and Matisyo is Gimatria. Take a guess. Rosh Hashanah, right? And therefore, just like Rosh Hashanah, the time of Pekidas Akoris, so is whatever. So is Chanukah. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Klar harogil b'ner havil b'din." If you're careful with Neir's Chanukah, you'll have children. And the Imri, I'm just giving you a teaspoon, like of the rayas, the Holy Imri Noyim, the Holy Jikavir says, "Matisyo Rosh Hashanah 861 is gimatria of a yidgul aroiv bekerav oretz." And there were two children. One is Ephraim, one is Menashe. Ephraim is Priya Verivya. Abraham blesses with children. Ki Efrani Yalikim Beretz On. Ye Menashe Dech Parnoso. Ki Nashani Yalikim Kol Amoli, which is the Amal of Parnoso. So Chanuk is Mesugal for Bonim and Parnoso, which is the reason, says the Imri Noyim, if you take the word Chanuk and you add the 13, which is the Yud Gimel Midas Arachem, which is Meir and Chanuk, you get the word Bonim. Yehuda Maccabee says his son that Teres Yeshua is Gimatria Bonim, etc. I'm not going through all of the rites. So I want to say a shtickle Karen Yeshua from the Holy River teacher, the son of the Tzila Tzadik, who brings this Nakuda of Chanuk as a Zman Mesugal for children, based on this week's parsha. Remember, the Eibishter appears to Avram and he says, Ani Kel Shakai, pray Urevei. Which name of Hashem does the Eibishter use for Piri Vedivya? Shin Dalad Yud. Why Shin Dalad Yud? Says the Balaturim Alasar, if you spell out Shin Dalas Yud, you get the gematria of 500. Why is 500 connected to Piri Vedivya, children? Anybody? Okay. Prayer Revei, or Pru Revu, is gematria 500. But that's not what the Baal Turim says, actually. He says, because the Gemara says in Becheris, Dafim Hei, that to have children, let me tell you a secret, you need a Zohar and a Nekeva. How many Avrim does a Zohar have? Reish Mechez. How many does a Nekeva have? Reish and Beis. How much is 248 and 252? 500. Hello? Yeah? Okay, so that's what the Abraham said. Kel Shakai, Ani Kel Shakai, therefore pray Urevei. Says the Karen Yeshua, and Al Derech that touches us, the Bobover in more Bekitzer, in the Sefer Kedusha. See in Hashem Yikam Domov, says the Moiri Tikavort. How many words are there in the Ten Commandments? Parshas Yisur. We discussed it like 1,000 times. You have the Reform version. Kesser. Hello. 620. Why 620? You're not going to be a genius. Words. Letters. How many letters? 172. You're right. Akev. I'm sorry. Hello. There are 620 letters. What does 620 symbolize? How many mitzvahs are there in Tayag mitzvahs? 613. How many mitzvahs are there in Zion mitzvahs Drabonon? 7. How much is 613 and 7? 620. Now, everybody, right? So it's Tzafim Anoichi, the Aleph, and it works your way down. So the last 7 letters of the Ten Commandments is Chol. Asher L'Reach, right? How many 7 letters? Chronologically, which mitzvah Rabbanan was the last mitzvah Rabbanan that the rabbis ordained? Chanukah. Which is represented, therefore, in which letter of the Ten Commandments? The long Chaf. Of Reach. How much is the gematria of a long Chaf in Mount Tzapach? 500. Oh. Therefore, says the Baba Vereb, because we're just seeing, it says in Pasuk, Lo Yia Bicha Okar Vakora. Bicha means in the Lange Chof, which refers to Chanukah, which is a Raya, that Chanukah is Mesugal for whatever. And therefore, for Pekidus Akkordus. And therefore, the Gemara says, Harogil Bener. What's the gematria of the words Harogil Bener? Take a guess. 500, right? Yes? And the Lange Chof is called a Asvan Ravzi, the big letters, like they're right. So Chof Rapsi is also is gematria eight times Chanukah, right? And if you want to work out if you want to work out 500 another way, like take Tovshin Yud Beis, whatever. If you want to work it out yourself. Use your toes. If you want to work out another way, take the word Chanukah. Ches Nun Chof Hey. How much is Ches time Nun? 8 times 50. 400. How much is Chof times Hey? 20 times 5? I got again 500. And there are 100 other billion other rayas. So I'm just saying, you saw L'yia B'cha in the Lange Chof of Chanukah. The Lange Chof corresponds to Chanukah, and that's the school for Pekidus HaKoros. So far? Okay. Now, what in the world does this got to do? We're talking about the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Let me tell you a word. I'll start off with a word from Pinchas Friedman. Then I'll move on to Moshe Zilber and Ram Shor, contemporary favorites of mine. Okay. Let's deal with stokinim. Once we know, in the back of your brain cells, the long chaf is keneged chanukah. Therefore, it's a school for our course. After achara emes vador meila, pasuk says, ki yeh b'cha evyin me'echad me'achich, me'echad misharech, asher me'echad noisim. If you have a poor man, he's impoverished, right? Lo yisa'am me'itzis l'vovcha, lo yisik b'itzis yotcha me'achicha evyin, ki pasayach tiftachet yotcha lei. Don't clench your fist, don't close your hand, open up your hand. No, sintitin loiv leir levavcha besitcha loi, ki beglal hadover azei, v'recha Hashem likecha b'chol ma'asecha, u'b'chol mishlach yodech. Now you don't have to be a rocket scientist, just you read the psukim, and hear over and over the idea of hands are underlined. Listik b'tzis yotcha, paseach tzis yotcha, the Eibishter will bless you thereby, b'chol mishlach yodecha, etc. Why dafka the hands? I mean, you do tzedakah with your hands, right? But I put on tefillin with my hands, and I achveit nishvat. All the mitzvahs of Torah, I rather say for Torah and Hashavas. All mitzvahs I do, most mitzvahs I do with my hands. Why dafka by tzedakah? There's a we underscore paseach tifchiches yotcha, tik mitzvahs yotcha, the hands. And then he clears. Why does the Gemara say in Baba Basra, "Shkul tztaka kinega kol mitzvahs"? A person fulfills the mitzvah tztaka is like do all the other kinega the whole other all the mitzvahs of Torah. And the Gemara says, "Gedoyl tztaka shemekarev." It says like Ula dafka tztaka brings redemption. And the Gemara says, "Kol ma'ilim einu minat tztaka kilo oivad avay dezara." A person who doesn't give tztaka is like an idolater. Like, what's the tzedakah is a great mitzvah. What like atkedikach? It's all mitzvahs, and if you don't, so he brings the. If everyone knows, it's put in Magen Avram, Shulchan Aruch Pashut. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah dafka in Vayavorech David when you say va'atom v'yishel bakol. That's a time school to give tzedakah then. Atkedikach that is brought from Rav Pinchas Goritzer. Told me to bring in a few places in Medrash Pinchas, various places. If the Olam would know the Inyan of Va'ata Moshel Bakol, and why that is a time to give tzedakah, and they would take a give tzedakah at that time, Mashiach was Shin Lang Zayin. Mashiach would long be here. There's something awesome, incredible about giving tzedakah when you come to that line in Davening, Va'aruch David, Va'ata Moshel Bakol. And one has to understand why. So he brings the Shalom HaKodesh. It's a beautiful, awesome Shalom. Remember the pasuk says by Avram Avinu. Pasuk says, "Vayoyimer Avram el avdoi zekan beisoy hamuishel b'chol asherloi." So normally, when I was a child in cheder, which were trousers, the Rebbe taught me, "Who's the muishel b'chol asherloi?" Eliezer, Eved Avram, was the muishel in the Shalach Kodesh teaches differently. Eliezer was the Eved Avram, and Avram, right? Yeah, he was who was Moishel b'chol asherloi. He, Avram, was balabos. He was Moishel on everything that he had. He explains the Shalom, like an awesome Shalom, that if the Eibishter blesses a person with a lot of money, Oishir, he has it all, and he's a kamsin. What does a kamsin mean? Closes his fist. Remember that, right? A kamsin, right? The Zohar says it. A keely, a cheap person. What do you call the word? I don't know what the word is in English. A cheap person is a kamtzin. Miserly. Right? He closes his fist, called a kamtzin. Says the Shalom HaKodesh in his, we discussed this last week already, in his wealth there's a klippa, there's powers of evil. He calls it the klippa, so satanim bar minan hashichna offer. His money, not just the 10% that he didn't give. His entire money is... I said last week, I said a word from the Mernayim, the Holy Rav Nachum Chernobler, that a person who doesn't give tzedakah, all of his money is masriach. And that's pshat, why the Gemara says, melech mamin chaser, the idea of giving tzedakah is like salt. Salt is a preservative that the money doesn't smell. So there's no odor coming from the money. Pshat is, if a person doesn't give tzedakah, all his money is tainted, is polluted, is connected to the klippa, right? And lefizeh, when a person gives tzedakah, he's mesakin, or he breaks the klippa which is shayra on his money. By the way, can I be rude? Like, I don't know, offensive, but like, You ever, the Gemara says that Eino de mes v'choti tavosu biyodi. Person died with a 50% of. So yesh limona, reis mesayim. He has 100 mana, he wants 200. 200, 400. Right? Why is that way? Because the more a person is arangeton in the gelt, and the gelt is connected to klippin, to achran, all powers of evil, right? So the haveira geres haveira. The more you have, the more you want. Because it's your mushka in gashmis, and therefore Chazal say the pasuk says in Mishli alti lochem lechem ra'ayin al tisov lemata moisov. Don't eat the bread of a ra'ayin, a person who's cheap, a person who's a miser. Don't go to his house. Don't eat by him. Don't enjoy his luxuries, his matamim. What do you call it? Delicacies. That's the word I'm looking for, right? Right? Why is that? What's the connection of hands here? Hello. So there's a medrash in Kehelas. Gewaldige medrash. Toni Remeir. Kisha Adam Bala Oilam Yadav Heim Kemitas. When a baby comes out of his mother's stomach, the fists are clenched. Right? The whole world belongs to me, and I'm fearing on the welt. When you die from this world, your hands are open. From the ganze oilam haze, your tachrichim, by the way, have no pockets. You've got none. Zilch, zero. Right? And that's pshat. The Gemara says in Nida, when the Malach comes and teaches the child Kol Atayra Kula, and when you come La Avira Oilam, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Sadik Aleph Me'emas Hayetzahara Sheletas Al Odom, when does the Yetzahara come and make his grand entry? And the question in the Gemara, Mishas, remember the story, Mishas Yitzira, and the Gemara Firtois Mishas, the moment you come out of the womb, Shenema Velapeta Chatasrivitz. The Aveira, the Yitzahara, starts from the Pesach, from the open. And therefore, says the Masho, who is this Malach who comes and gives you a clap and you forget all the Torah? The Yitzahara. Yeah. Hello, look at the Masho Alasan. Right? What is, therefore does the Yetzirah do? It makes sure that when you come out la'avira oilam, and you've forgotten all your Torah, and you're now a gashmistic whatever, even though you're a little baby, you're not really cognizant, but the Yetzirah is natural power in a person, your hands are frakvetches. I am the center of the world. It's all mine. Everything is mine. By the way, you see a child, any psychologist will tell you, a child who is born at the first few years, he sees that he is the world. He doesn't understand there are other people with other needs. He doesn't understand that his parents need to sleep a few hours a day, right? Ever say that he wants to eat now, right? That's why they have what's called the terrible twos. Because at age two, suddenly the kid like begins to recognize, hey, there are other people in the world. And he's not very happy with this. He's shaking. He throws temper tantrums, right? By the way, the Gemara says that's the idea of netilas yodayim, right? Why do you have to wash your hands before you eat bread? You partake of oilam haza. Hello? So the Gemara says, b'nei sheyadayim askoni yishem. Hands move, right? Says Rashi, shema nagu b'mokim ha-tinoifis. Maybe they touched the place of tinoifis, a dirty place. What's pshat? That mokim tinoifis is the malach who came and gave you a patch, and you forgot there's an Abishter in the world. And instead, when you were born, you have the rumble of Levavcha, and you come to the world with a clenched fist. Everything belongs to me. By the way, who do you remember who came out with an unclenched fist? Yaakov. The first one comes in, Adoimi, right? He's, right? And the second one comes out, V'yodoy Eichezes Ba'akev Eisu. We were fighting Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Yankiv knows the Iker is Olam Haba, not Olam Haza, and he comes out with an open fist. He's going to Yashin Eisa. Right? Now do you begin just a twinkle? Little understand the Arizal is like, we can't understand them if we live 20,000 years. But the Arizal, when is a time appropriate to give tzedakah? When you come to the line, right? Don't think that because you got an MBA from Oxbridge or Harvard or whatever, and you sat there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're in your computer screen, and your wife is an almon, and your kids are yisoyim, it's gehor of it. Therefore, it's gorn aganza oisher. It's biyotcha koyach gvura. The Eibishter gives a person everything that he has. Right? Now you understand. Everyone knows the famous Igris Kiddush from Rebbe Lozer, Ben Hanoyim Limelech. Remember the Gemara in Yuma Daf Samachtes over there, that the Gemara says Anshek Neses Hagedoyla were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. How do you kill a malach? You talk with a bow and arrow, with a gun, with a bomb, with a. How do you kill a malach Hashem Tzvokas? So it doesn't mean they killed a malach. They made him missionless. They got rid of, no longer is there a Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. But you can't kill a malach. The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is not going on employment. Believe me, he's well employed. The tzaddikim, the Ashkenazim, said they were machlif. Well, every rabbi says this and whatever. They changed the Yetzer of Edizora to the Yetzer of money, and therefore a person has this gefelach Yetzer, right? And Yetzer because he thinks that it's kechi veitzim yadi, right? Now you understand why the Sportens, the Rabbi Melech says in Settle Cotton, the whole purpose of Brias Odom is l'shaber teva midor, change your. Which is the first Yetzirah that you see when a child is born? You come out of the womb with your clenched fist, and there's a Chal Godel, the Pirker from the Holy Bnei Yisachar, the Sheirish, the Tchila of something, Kadosh Nikol Bechor. It's always the beginning. Kolaschol is cautious, and the starkest of the Svarim HaKadoshim, right? Since the first Yetzirah that a person experiences, Mamish, when he's Yoytzi La'avira Shel Olam, is the clenching of the fist. Therefore, once you do that, that is like the, there's a klal godel in Shalach Kodesh and Sfarim HaKodeshim, Nevi Melech brings it, a kili, a person who's miserly, can never be an Oved Hashem. And therefore, Nevi Melech brings that shot by Yosef, it says in Pasuk, where's Nevi Melech? That by Yosef, it says that the Shnas HaSoiva, that he made Eretz Yisrael, that the purpose of Yosef was to open up the fistful that people should learn how to give. Because once you know how to give, then all other midas rois are nistakin. And therefore you understand why Chazal say that a person with ma'ilim eimim in a stock is gilo oved avodah zarah. And you also understand why Chazal say that gedolei tzedakah shenu reves segula. You remember in davening, there's a line on Yom Tov that you say, why? The yad. Which is this yad? You ever see a yad? What yad is there which prevents us from building a Beis HaMikdash? Many pirushim. The Arizal famously says, it's a Zohar in Parshas Truma, there is a, whatever, some cosmic level, and on there there's a yad underneath the Kisui Yaakov. And this yad was used for good, and therefore it says by Yehuda, yotcha ba'oirav oivecha. Even though it's just yad is like negative, but it's used to destroy, to bang the hap oivecha soini Yisrael. When the Yidden sinned and boxed Yehuda and Yehuda whatever, they got involved in taivas momin. So instead, this yad came and caused the churban Beis Hamikdash. Right, churban Beis Hamikdash is this klipa called Yad, and therefore, by the Gula see this is the Hashem the types Yoyim Rugu Uli Hashem Asher Ga'olam Miyatzor. The Iker Kvetch is the Yad. Pasuk says Yodai Parash Saral Kol Machmudel. There's a Yad, right? Remember, I said last week the Gemara of Baba Basar, which says about Munbaz Hamelech, converted to Judaism, and he was mevazbez all the itrits, the stock of Shas Sabbatarius, a year of famine. And one of the things that he said when his brothers complained, he said, "Avoyse gonzu b'mokim sheyad sheletus boy, v'niganasti b'mokim she'ena yad sheletus boy." Tachas Kisi Yaakovit. What is this Yad? She'ein, this is the place to giving tzedakah, where you reach a place higher than the Kisi Yaakovit, where you machnia the Yad of a Yad, the Yad, the Yotcha, which is in the Shtalcha Migdashecha, and through tzedakah you bring Gula. Okay, Atkan. There's a Chido in the Sefer Chaz, the Ovis and Pergiovis, a Moiridigir Chido. It says in Pergiovis, Im Lamadu to Teira Harv. You're becoming Chochem. You have, can learn. Al Tachsik Toivel Asmuch. Don't keep the Torah, don't keep it farzich, don't be stingy, don't be selfish. Why? Ki l'chach neitzart. Do you see anything special in the words kach? How do you spell kach? You were created l'chach. Chof, chof. A close, a clenched kaf. And an open kaf. Says the Ben Ish Chai, the purpose of man is to turn the clenched part into the open part. Therefore, share your Torah with others. L'chach nitzarta. Oy. All right? Yeah? How does this relate to Chanukah? This week's Parsha, there yet? Remember a pasuk in this week's Parsha? Vayar ki lo yocholoi. Remember the Sitra Achor, the Sotan, the Samach Mem, the power of Esav, Vayiga, the Kafirich. What is the idea of Kafirich? Right? Which is connected to Nes Chanukah, which is connected to the idea of Kaf, as we'll soon discuss. Well, let's start. Simple. Simple shit. What do you know about Yovan? What Midoro do the Greeks personify? You remember in Daniel, which metal are the Greeks connected to? What? There's gold, silver, zov, kesef, mechoshes. Which is Yovan? Mechoshes. You don't got to be a brilliant whatever. That mechoshes is connected to which word? Nochosh. Right? Yarkeso in di nochosh. Who, by the way, else in this week's parasha is connected to the nochosh? As I said countless times, right? Yeah? What is the idea of nechash ha-nechushis? Rashi says, aloshin, noifel aloshin. Hello? What is nechushis? What is the meat of nechushis? By the way, which animal is Yovan? In the four animals in Daniel? A nomer? What do you know about a nomer? A leopard. Earth, anyone alive here? Anyone not brain dead? Raise your hand. No? Have a oz kanomer? What is the mid of azus? In English, insolence, brazenness, arrogance. You're not nichne. You don't bow. Viyak, it says by Yovan, his yerech, what's yerech mean? Thigh, right? Is made of nechoshes. You know what the purpose of Eid is? To bow, to be machnir. You know what the Beis HaMikdash is? Ve'ein on Yecholim? La'lois v'l'shtachavois l'vot. To bow down. To prostrate yourself. To be machnir. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, that if a person, mandalei kara b'moidim, nasa shedroi, after X amount of years, nochosh. What do you know about the nochosh ha-kadmoini? The whole aveir, he's not nichne. He wants, to become independent. DIY. I'm self-made. I'm not nich to the Eibishter. What does moide mean? By the way, which is the mida of Chanukah? Hoid. What is hoid? The root word of hoid is moidim. What does moide mean? Like me moidim beshamel b'sil. Moide means I don't understand. I don't know. But I'm moide to you. I bow down. I'm nichne to you. Right? That's metzach nechusha, nochosh, nechushes, etc., etc. Right? When the nochosh, the Samach Mem, Vayigav, the Kaf Yerechoi, right? Which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, I said many times, the Kaf is the Kisei, whatever, which is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam of Hachno. Therefore, the Yevonim, where did they wage war against? Dafke the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam of Hachno. By the way, who was the person, which Shevet? Was the Kodesh Kodoshim in? Binyamin. Which is the month of Kislev? Can I get which of the 12 months, 12 tribes? Who is the tribe of the month of Kislev? Binyamin. What do you know about Binyamin, this week's parasha? Nay, when all the 11 tribes bowed down to, which was a pagam in having achnot to Esav, right? The only one who didn't bow down is Binyamin, and therefore it makes Eifim Shochin, because that's a moedim of Kiddush. Comes along the Shalom HaKodesh. Listen. And he said, there are certain things in life that got to be open, and certain things in life that got to be closed. The Moshul, your mouth, best closed. There's many other dugmos, right? Your pand should be open. When Yankiv Avinu, the Samach Mem, Shrei V'yiga Bekaf Yirei, right? He wants that which should be closed should be open, and that which should be open should be Machta. Okay. Who's my Gimachi man? Rabbi Stern, we want to need two guys. Hello. You with me? Yeah? If I would take the word Kaf, Chaf Langepay, what is the Langepay in Mantzapach letters? Come on, 800. Yeah? So what is Kaf? Is what?
820.
Okay. Hello. Get with the, 820. If it's Faker, if it's Pach, Pay Langechof, the Langechof is 500.
580.
What is the difference between 580 and 820?
240.
What?
240.
240. Guess who, for the 1 billionth time, 240 Hamolik. What is a Molik got to do with anything? What is a Molik? You remember I said 100 times, a Molik has no problem if there's an Ebishter somewhere between Atik and Arich and somewhere in higher than Olam Atzilus, as long as the Ebishter knows his place and doesn't interfere in my bedroom and my boardroom and my business, I'm fine. The Ebishter in heaven, good and great. I'll give him 10 p on the pound, as we say. You know, he doesn't mix into my personal affairs. A Molik is Mochi Timcha Zecha Molik, where? Mitachas HaShemayim, enveloped, right? That's why we have, I said this like 1,000 times already. Then Metal Zilber speaks about Baruchus. What's the Gimachi of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad Yichudi Lo? You know, which is one in heaven. 1118. What's Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Olam Vod? 1358. What's the difference between 1358 and 1118? 240. What's the Rosh Tevis? Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Olam Vod? 398. Hello, try. And what is Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad Rosh Tevis? Earth, 332. What's the difference between 398 and 332? 66. Who, take a guess, we're coming up to a yontif, is the klippa which represents 66? Yavam. Just like a molik is the difference between Yehudi and Yehudi. He doesn't want an Abish to hear down in this world. The Zelbazach Yovan. I'm not going to be the Abish, as long as he knows his place upstairs somewhere, I'm fine with him. But in this world, my Chochmas Chitzoynis, my MBA, my PhD, my QFRZ, thus brings me to the Kol HaChayil Hazeh. That's the clip of Amolek. That you may remember sometime, like there was the Yont of Sukkot, which, by the way, is connected to 8 days of Sukkot, connected to 8 days of Hanukkah, Inkam Mekoymoy, hello, and you make Nanuim, I don't know where you daven, but if you daven in a shul that feels like Nusach Sfard or whatever, you go east, west, middle, like, one second.
South.
Right, left, center. Right? Which you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Avram Yitzhak Yankov, Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. Okay, that's whatever. Next, what do you do, Kamina Garizo? Up, down. So, Chesed Gevurah Tiferes, Netzach and Hoid. Who's Netzach and Hoid? Personality-wise and Spiesen-wise? Moshe and Aaron. Yeah? Moshe, you understand, is connected to Lemailo. Matilish Isholikim. Aaron is the Shushkin of the Matoniza, which is down here. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Hello? Yeah? Hello? Are you with me, folks? Yeah? Because that's the idea. When Moshe and Aaron are the only two in the same dirt, they complement each other to bring the Shechinah min Shamayim out of Oretz, which is the idea of Matan Torah, etc., etc. Let's go back to what is the Langechof? Langechof? Bringing down into Welt. What is the Gimachi of Tzedakah? How do you know? You're not going to be a genius work out because you can only get, if you have 200 zuz, you can't get Tzedakah. The Tzedakah is one and a half, so whatever. Hello. Maila and Mata. What's the Gimachia? Maila plus Mata. Up and down.
199. Hello? Are you with me? Yeah? So that is the idea of tzedakah. And therefore tzedakah, the purpose is to affect not just lemailo, lemata. The have gives to the have not. That's going down. Hello? That's the midah of hoid. That's the idea of chanukah. And that, if I had the time, I would explain, is connected shoes. The originer was a guild, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman brings a whole, the originer was a guild of chanuch. What do you know about chanuch? What do you do for a living? He wasn't an accountant. He didn't even deal in real estate. What did chanuch do? A cobbler, a shoemaker. And Chazal said on every stitch, he said what? Baruch Shem Kedosh Levoit. Which is what? Yehud is bringing the Abishter down in the world. Therefore, the last Torah of the originer was about that. All is connected to shoes to bring the Abishter down in this world. That even the money, even the Gashmias, even the Chelishtia, whatever you do is connected to the Abishter. And the Fizet, the Gemara says, you open your hands for tzedakah. So the Pasoyach Tiftach. You know the Gemara which says, a person should daven. Don't daven until you kones Shnei Psochem. What are the two Psochem? You open your hand. And the Eibush to Pesach is Yodecho Matpil Chai Rosin, and the Eibush to blesses us all with Bona Chaim Zayin Rivim. Amen.